Welcome back to Lay of the Land. We're chatting about politics in rural Wisconsin tonight. I'd like to draw your attention to the fact that this show is sponsored by Wisconsin Grassroots Network, which is a completely volunteer-based organization. There's no paid staff whatsoever. We're not supported by big donors. It's just ordinary folks contributing their $20-25. And so if you like what we're trying to do here and you'd like to help support the show, go to WIGrassrootsNetwork.org. That's WIGrassrootsNetwork.org. Click on the donate button and help support the show. It's like some other forms of radio in the state of Wisconsin. It depends on listeners for the support. Also, I'm going to open the line for call-ins. If you have a question, comment, if you go dial 844-967-2789, again, that's 844-967-2789, we would be happy to entertain your question. So, Mike, we're talking about the importance of the rural dimension of our electorate and the importance of having a more vigorous approach to engaging rural Wisconsin. That's not to mean that the urban and suburban parts of the state aren't important. They are. And we all need to partner up, of course, to make anything good happen statewide. Right now, the legislature is obviously dominated by Republicans, and the governor is struggling just to maintain some kind of balance. So we do have to get more people representative of the rural part of the state. There's no reason why that can't be done. It does take a more vigorous, I believe, more vigorous structural presence, including our Democratic Party structure in rural Wisconsin needs to be invigorated. And that's one of the things that we're trying to do through the Rural Caucus. And there'll be a project going on from the 1st of September through the middle of December, where we're going to be implementing a Power Up Rural Wisconsin concept. So everybody stay tuned to that idea. We'll be talking more about that down the road. But it involves orientation to having community people. We'd like to see somebody in every community throughout rural Wisconsin representing their community and communicating and relating to the county chair, party county chair in the state, and thereby having a more vigorous party structure, and also encouraging county parties to work cooperatively with their neighbors rather than having 72 isolated county parties all struggling by themselves. Partner up. Just like our fathers experienced partnering up with their neighbors to do the harvesting,
yep,
and putting up barns. There's no reason why we can't have that same idea of partnering up with your neighboring county parties to support one another and have a more vigorous presence in the rural areas of the state. So it's a very simple concept, and I look forward to visiting some more with everybody about that. So what do you think, Mike, about how the rural influence in Wisconsin is playing out in Wisconsin politics?
Well, right now the rural influence has put Republicans in commanding majorities in the legislature, and again, it's because of a message that government's not important, that it needs to be kept small, and your taxes just need to be kept low, and that it's not important to make investments and investments in roads, investment in rural internet, investment in mobile phone access, investment in health care. investment in local schools that are losing enrollment because small towns are shrinking and they're losing, they're seeing some of their local elementary schools close. What parents are going to move to a small town if there's no elementary school to send their kids to? That has had a devastating impact on small rural communities. And so these communities are crying out for investments, but they're being preached a gospel of less government, lower taxes, and what all this has led to is an abandonment of these rural communities.
So we've got a chance to take a call.
We sure do. We are joined by Dave from Mequon.
Hi, Dave. Let's hear what you got.
Good evening. First time I've called on this show. Usually I call a little bit earlier and found this topic really interesting. First off, obviously I'm in the suburbs of Milwaukee here. But at the same token, I have a very strong familiarity with rural Wisconsin. I've owned property up in Manitowoc County for 15 years. My mom was from a small town called Ottumwa, Iowa. One of my best friends lived in a little town called Osceola, Wisconsin, which is in the northwest part of the state, which is about 45, 50 minutes from the Twin Cities. To your point with the rural Wisconsin, what's happened is this. This is where there's a disconnect, because the people in the city here of Milwaukee absolutely cannot correlate at all with people in the rural Wisconsin. People in rural Wisconsin think they're completely forgotten. And the reason why I say that is because if you look at some of the towns and what's happened over the years, you know, they were talking about doing iron ore mining in the northern part of the state. That got shot down from Madison. They're doing the sand mines, and they're trying to shut those down from the legislatures that were in Madison. You've had a lot of different aspects where those were good paying jobs. And my friend, the one who was from Osceola, he was a pharmacist in town there. And, you know, trying to get officials from Madison to address some of the issues, they went ignored. They were not well represented. And so eventually what happened is, and I'll tell you this, is the reason why it's gone very Republican, is that was very Democratic for a long time, and they were, and from what my friend said, is they felt completely abandoned for not only years, but decades. And the farms are drying up. We lost, there's a lot of different, you know, agricultural is still a huge part of the state income in this state, but again, there's very little talk about it. It's actually stigmatized. Matter of fact, there are people that don't like the fact that we're called the dairy state. And so you have a lot of dynamics going on where you have two different ideologies going on. It's like, forget the rural areas, let them die. They're not worth saving anymore. And then there are people that say, hey, listen, we're hardworking, you know, don't forget about us, and this is what we're willing to do. So until that happens, I can tell you, there's a gentleman I know in New Holstein. He's an Amish guy. His name is Henry. And he moved from Indiana and up here, and, you know, he's a hard worker. But he, you know, is frustrated with some of the things that he sees. It's hard to get the voice out there saying, hey, listen, you know what, you can make a great life here and you can do a lot of things here. Maybe it's not all, you know, what he calls the flash of the big city, but there's something to be said for small town Wisconsin, and we need to start supporting that.
Well, Dave, you've given us a lot to think about. Appreciate your calling in. Thank you for calling in. I think you've highlighted kind of one of the themes that Mike and I have been talking about here, which is we need to engage with our rural constituency. these issues that you raised where people are feeling neglected is because they have been neglected. And the way you show people that they're not being neglected is, first of all, you listen to them and you demonstrate clearly that you are listening to them, and you listen to them where they live, not some kind of vague survey or some impersonal form of so-called listening. And that's why this new Power Up Rural Wisconsin concept is a very different approach. It's personal. Politics in rural Wisconsin is personal. Just like Mike and I talked about our parents engaging with their neighbors, it's personal. Life in rural Wisconsin is very personal. And it's not as personal as it was when our parents were living in rural Wisconsin. But it's still a very much a human enterprise, as, of course, all politics is. But we need to make or restore some of the personal interaction that has been lost. And that's what Power Up Rural Wisconsin is about, re-engaging. So we're going to take another break, and we'll be back. Call in if you got a question, and we'll see you in a minute.
Hesitation stock has got them. Hesitation shoes, you know, lawn. I got them. Hesitation blues, tell me how long do I have to wait? Can I get denied?